like here in Verdun, where 500,000 French soldiers were killed, to come to this 20 years later. Hitler jeers as he visits his men who've only just taken the Maginot Line. He is more solemn when he enters Strasbourg and its cathedral. Alsace and Lorraine are German once again, as he promised they would be. The spoils of the French campaign: 2,000 tanks, 5,000 cannon, 300,000 rifles, 4 million rounds of ammunition. At an army supply warehouse, the Wehrmacht finds a stock of long johns meant for the French army, warm woolen garments which will be stored away for future campaigns. The spoils are the factories, the harbours, all the riches of France. It was the French who declared war. As a consequence, they will pay the equivalent of $100 million a day in occupation costs. General Hunsiger goes to Germany for the first meeting of the commission charged with applying the terms of the armistice. To spare troops, Hitler decides to let France retain partial sovereignty under a government at his beck and call, and with a limited army stripped of heavy weapons just to maintain order. The country is split in two, an occupied zone in the north and along the entire Atlantic coast, providing access to all the harbours. Italy controls the Mediterranean area and occupies a narrow ribbon along the Alps. The rest is called the Free Zone, with a new capital, Vichy.